Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim, Klam Mem Vav Siman Tes. So the Chayadim is talking about this halacha of sharing with the Shamash. Vafila b'shamash shomer u'mishamash b'suda. Sorry, v'davka b'shamash shomer u'mishamash b'suda. Abli meisi ma'al ha'shulchan in sarach. So the Shamash you have to give to, but if a person is seated with you on the table, you do not need to give to him because he can take himself, even though you're taking first. The fact that he has to wait is not our concern. The concern is that he's not going to get it at all, and then the reaction of the body will be strong, and that's dangerous. But the umid chasidus leads in lo mikol min umin. This midas chasidus is not just to give him one thing, but to give him each type of food you should share with him as well. Now, this idea that somebody who's meisiv imar l'shulchan, since he's going to get, therefore you do not need to share with him. So the Bir Halacha suggests that maybe that's the reason nowadays that people are not makbid on this, because there are klal, the mishorsim do get to eat the food, even though they might have to wait till everybody's served, and then they go back into the kitchen and they eat. But eventually they're going to get the food, and as we see from over here, this halacha doesn't apply. The person's going to get the food eventually. So that's why he suggests that maybe nowadays the minig is not to be machmer on it, even though really it seems to be that he would prefer that we should be machmer on this halacha nowadays as well. The Bir Halacha also touches on a different point, that this halacha is not limited to the shamash. This would apply to any person. A person comes in who's not necessarily invited for the meal. If he sees a food and he gets this type of a reaction, we have to share with him because it can be dangerous for him as well. He says, and that might be the explanation why the minhag Yisrael has become that when somebody comes into the house, we always invite him to join us for the meal because if we don't, we're going to have the situation where somebody who's not eating will see other people eating and see the food and react with this strong reaction, which is dangerous. So obviously, above and beyond just the simple chesed shabai of sharing with somebody, there's actually a more compelling need to share over here because of the potential negative health impact of not sharing. Okay, now the Chayadim moves on to another concern that he says the following. V'osur litin the shamish prusas pas, elim ken yudeya shenoto yodav. You can't share with him bread unless you know that he's washed his hands for bread. Now, he's a kosher Jew, so why are you worried that he's not going to wash his hands? I understand somebody who wasn't a kosher Jew, you're afraid maybe they're not going to wash, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But what about, why are we worried by this by the Shamash? The Chashinon, because we're afraid, Shemitar Tudosa Yishkach Melito. He's busy running around serving, and you give him a piece of bread right now to eat, he's going to get busy with something and then forget that he didn't wash, and he will eat without washing. So then giving him bread under those circumstances, you're actively causing him to do an aveira of eating without eating bread without washing. I mean, over the chiyuv derabbanan to wash before you eat bread. So therefore, it's usur, because you're being over a form of litnei iver l'sitin mikshol, of causing him to do an aveira. Okay, Shulchan Aruch continues on this halacha, and he says that you can't give to based on this idea of not being machshel somebody, so because of litnei iver. So anytime you're giving somebody to food to eat, and you have this concern that they're not going to interface with the food properly al pi halacha, not washing or not making a bracha, so this, we're saying that this goes into this issue of sharing food with them. You have this problem of the, that you're being, instead of doing a chesed, you're being machshel them. And therefore, you cannot get food based on this idea. You cannot share food with somebody that you believe is not going to make a bracha. And some say that maybe it is permitted. And we need to really discuss this this concept at more at length. So we will leave this Bez Hashem for the following shir. And meanwhile, have a good day.